Francine Tompkins, a senior academic planner for the UW system, is helping a UW Parkside team tackle complaints directed at the program. These include students not passing required admission exams, lacking enough hours and clinical teaching experience, and not being properly advised on university and state teaching requirements. UW Parkside has to correct this all by August 11th. Tompkins admits there's much frustration on campus, but adds there's also optimism that the program can rise above its problems.
Looks like from the strategic plan that we've put together that actually the majority of these will be in place by that week of July 6th. And we're hoping to have a preliminary visit by the Department of Public Instruction that week to review progress to make sure that they're meeting that August 11th deadline.
Tompkins says she's unsure if the issue will turn potential employers away from graduates, but she says UW Parkside has a strong history that has to be weighed against the controversy. And Patrick Gasper, the DPI, as recent teacher education program graduates are largely okay.
They will just have to maintain and go through the regular license renewal process that any educator in Wisconsin would have to go through. Students that were in the program this year, UW Parkside is going to have to certify that those students have met all of the qualifications as outlined in Wisconsin's Quality Teacher Initiative. Then they will be able to be licensed.
Gasper says of nearly 30 public and private teacher education programs in the state, only UW Parkside's is under scrutiny. He says if its problems aren't fixed, the DPI may no longer approve the program. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.